psalm. Lord, today we're going to look, Father God, at the peace that you offer us, God. And you give us that peace when we ask for it, Father God. I pray, Lord, that as we come together as one today, Lord, we focus our eyes just on you, Lord. That we take this next 30 minutes, 35, whatever the time frame may be, and we just focus on you. Lord, forgive us when we fail you. Forgive us of our many sins, Lord. And be with us, God, as we just reach up to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your most precious and holy, holy name. Amen. This week has been a tough week, and there's been a lot of prayer requests sent out that we've put out on our prayer chains. I'm sure hopefully everybody has seen them, but basically it is lined up with one each and every day this week. And as we get into the sermon, I'm going to fill you in on each and every one of those and let you know exactly how we're doing and how everybody is doing. But as this morning, it is actually a National Flag Day today. And we have Brother Trey Jones and we have my daughter, Miss Anna Gilliard, that's going to come and sing and open us up in song this morning. We're so glad you're here. Brother Trey, come on. Anna?
Want to read a quick scripture first before we start. 2 Timothy chapter 4 says, I charge you, brethren, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And I'm not going to preach, but I will say that our country needs to hear that at this time. Our church needs to hear that as a whole and as a country in the church. We are enduring times where people are listening to their own itching ears, and they are doing their own things in their own mind, and we need to stand firm on God's word.
Amen.
So we're going to sing God Bless America this morning. Ready? One, two, three, four.
God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Amen.
What a wonderful message and what a wonderful song to start our Sunday mornings off with. And we do know that we need God Bless America. What a beautiful song. And it's very fitting for what we're actually going through right now. Jonathan and Amanda Cranston's here with us this morning visiting. They've been visiting the grandparents this week. It's wonderful to have them here. Everybody else, Hunter Seymour's here. It's pretty much a normal crowd for us, to be honest with you. Running about 15, 20 folks in here. I went back to mentioning earlier that it has been a busy, busy week. And I'd like to open up with a verse of scripture this morning. I'm going to be preaching out of Philippians this morning, but Isaiah 55, 8 through 10 really rang on my heart this morning with what everything was going on. And you don't have to turn there. I just wanted to read it for you as we open up, as we take these next few minutes and we focus on God. Focus on God this morning, okay? If you're sitting here this morning, clear your minds, please, and just focus on God. That's what I'd like for you to do. Isaiah 55, 8 through 10 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts." 10 says, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish." Ladies and gentlemen, if you have Jesus Christ in your heart this morning, He's making you bud and flourish. That is, there's no simpler truth than I can put than that right there. We know that things happen, and it has been a busy, busy week for a Toggleville Baptist. And I actually jotted down the timeline of kind of how everything happened. We went all 7 days this week with a prayer request is what we did. And I'm going to share each of those with you. If you back up with me to last Monday, this past Monday that we just had, if you watch the prayer chain, Bonnie Atchison's sister made it. Miss Betty Moore having some surgery. That came in Monday. She's doing well. Tuesday, you had Miss Becky Hardy put on the prayer chain about Harrison, one of her son-in-law's friends that had been shot over in Selma. He is in Birmingham. He is recovering right now. Still has to undergo several more surgeries, but he is recovering. Wednesday, Camille, Dean Cleveland's granddaughter, actually got into a golf cart accident. Miss Dean called me at 4:30 on Wednesday and said, "Michael, I need some help." I said, "What can I do?" She said, "Camille's been in an accident. I need you to help by getting the golf cart." I said, "Okay, I can do that. Where is it?" I went over there and we got it up and got it back to the shop for her. And Camille was taken to Children's in Birmingham, and she's undergoing several surgeries also to help put her back together, but she is stable. Remember her in your prayers. Then we had Thursday, a great buddy of mine who works with me, Larry Hitson, had a skill saw accident and lost the end of his finger. Luckily, they're working on getting it sewed back on. He is going to have to go to several places, going to go see some specials. We're hoping no nerve damage was done, but that's still in the air. That was my Thursday. It's been busy. Friday, Miss Carolyn Snuggs' great-grandson Carter had an accident too, where a gun was involved. A total accident, but he is critical but stable after talking to Miss Carolyn. Please remember him in your prayers. Then, Saturday, okay, so we're just through Friday. That was the 5th. Here comes the 6th day. Patsy Walters calls into the prayer chain also. Her son-in-law, Mark, they've called in hospice. He's battled Alzheimer's for several years. And please keep them in your prayers also. Then, as we get here this Sunday morning, Mr. James Tatum asked for prayer for his aunt, Wilma Walls. She's in the hospital right now, needs our prayers. They had found a couple of spots on her lungs and getting her taken care of. She definitely just needs prayer. It's been a busy week. My goodness. It was like we couldn't catch up every time we turned around. Something else was happening. And it was all. One thing that we have to understand as God's people is God is infinite. He's infinite. Never ending. We, on the other hand, we're temporary. We're here for a short while and then gone. We're very temporary. If I had to sum up and say, what do you do in situations like this when difficult times happen upon us? We have to find Jesus in the midst. We have to find his peace in the midst. We have to talk to him. As I read to you Isaiah 55, we already know that our thoughts are not God's thoughts. We couldn't handle what all God knows. We couldn't not even come close. In Philippians 4 this morning, look at what Paul is telling the church at Philippi. It's a young church. It's been there. Look at what he tells them when they're going through tough times. And today, we'll look at three things while you're turning to Philippians 4. We're going to look at three different types of peace is what we're going to look at. Look at what Philippians 4:4 says, and I'll start right there. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Always rejoice in the Lord. We know trials, temptations, tribulations, they're going to happen. We know that we keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Because when it comes down to it, this world will fail us every time. Amen? Totally agree with that. It will. Our hope is found in Jesus Christ. Keep that in mind as you go through, as you start your weeks. He says in 5, he says, let your gentleness be evident to all that you come across. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, he says, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. First thing, a peace that passes understanding. One of my favorite places to go is the beach. And I know we're from Alabama. You go, well, that's a cop-out. But it is. It's our favorite place. And we enjoy it because Tanya and I can sit on that beach and we can watch those waves come in and they crash. We love doing it. We'll sit down there for hours with our little chairs right there on the sand. Tanya wants to be right down front where the water runs up and hits her legs and stuff. She just loves, eats that stuff up, and I do too. But it is a calmness. Because when I sit there and look at that big old ocean, and when I look at those awesome, beautiful waves, and how that ocean doesn't dry up, and how it always just takes care right of itself, that is amazing to me, what God created. I always think about that. I always think about those clouds rolling out there and the waves rolling, the different things. Now, I don't care too much for the advertisement planes. You get those too with the little banners behind them. I don't really care for those that much. Boy, but when I look at that ocean, it just really makes me think of what an amazing God I serve and what an amazing God how he created. And how he takes care of that ocean, he'll take care of me too. A peace that passes understanding. The second thing is there's a peace that stands to guard your heart and thoughts. Well, I've got this little dog, Gil does. His name's Goose. And keep in mind what I said, a peace that stands to guard your hearts and thoughts. Well, we've been working with this little puppy. He's about 9 months old now. And so me and the children were, all the kids, well, we were all out there, right? Yeah, everybody was out there. And I told Gil, I said, I think it's time we went and let Goose out of the cage. And we need to teach him that he needs to stay with us when we let him out. And Gil said, this is a bad idea. I've done this, and it goes horribly every time. He's going to take off. And Gil said, are you going to go get him? I said, I'll go get him. I was sitting on the golf cart, which runs 18 miles an hour. Okay, not bad. Okay. So I said, I'm ready. Got a full battery. He can't go that far. So this sweet little angel, Gil, kicks open the gate, and I call him. I said, Goose, 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 come here, come here, come here. He came right to me, and oh, he was just so excited, and he was just, keep in mind, he ain't but 18 pounds, too. He's a little dog. And so he was just so excited. And then he saw the kids down there at the little garden area. And so he ran down there to them. And Anna was playing with him. And I told all the kids, everybody just stay calm. And the dog will stay calm. That didn't work. I want you to know that dog then left them and put his nose to the ground. And he went into a full sprint. And when he does that, he's gone. We don't know where he's at, so then I, golf cart, here I come. I'm chasing him. I'm hot on his tail. I was running 18, and he was leaving me. So I estimated him as, I think he was running about 56 miles an hour. No, I'm kidding. It was more like 25. But he was flying. He was going. He ran all the way across 29. He didn't stop and look both ways for traffic. Scared me to death because I had to stop. Then he goes right across the street into the Walker's yard. Andrea and Patrick and Neil and Cherie live right here. He's headed right towards it, right down the middle. And Patrick's got all these pine groves, but I had to, and this is what was making me mad. I was hot on his tail right then, and that dog ran through Patrick's perfect sod. If you go over there and look at his grass, it's perfect. Everything's manicured. They water it. I couldn't take my golf cart through there, so I had to stop. And I had to turn, and I had to get back to the driveway because I said, well, he's going to be more mad if I run through his side. But Goose didn't care. Goose ran right through the middle of it. Needless to say, I am screaming the entire time, Goose, stop! Goose, stop! And I thought I was all by myself. Would you know Neil and Cherie Turner were over there watching from their swing? And they were just a-laughing. And I was getting so upset. And I was just fit to be tied by the time I caught that dog. And I thought, some animals are just meant to be caged, I guess. Because this one has not learned yet. But I'm sure he's a baby. He'll get better. As I made about way, Cherie stopped me and said, man, you were fast. I said, not fast enough. I said, he almost got away from me. I mean, goodness gracious. She said, and me and Neil thought we'd see no excitement out here today. It was good seeing them, and we had laughed and talked for a moment. And I took old demon dog and took him back home, because that's about what we felt like after that. And you asked me, you say, how is that peaceful when we're searching out peace in a world that causes such chaos? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, none of us are immune to those ups and downs. We all face them. They're going to happen. There's going to be trials that come into our lives all the time. We have to be, they're going to happen. We have to be ready. Just like that dog, and I was having the best time, but boy, by the time I caught up with him, I was madder than a wet hen. I was like, that crazy dog won't stop. But God gives me that peace. He does. He truly does. Look at the third thing. After we know that we all have ups and downs, we all have calmness and we have rest in God. We have that. And I told you today, the peace is ours for the asking, guys. It comes from prayer. It comes from asking God to help us. That peace is available to each and every one of us. And I hope you know the peace that I'm talking about. It's the peace that comes from Jesus Christ. It's the peace of knowing Him and knowing that He has us. I would like to share with you this morning, though, a couple of text messages that I got from Miss Becky Hardy, and I asked her permission. It says, this is on Harrison Smith. It says, I can speak for Harrison Smith that he would want us to pray for the gentleman rather than praying for him. And I can't help but find myself chuckling to myself as I read this, because even though Harrison hasn't even spoken a word to the media, he has still found a way to preach the gospel. This gives a whole new meaning to preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. You must know this about Harrison, that he lives out Acts 20:24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and to complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. The task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. He uses every situation to point to Jesus. He would want to take this situation in the midst of tense times in our nation to show that Jesus' love and grace transcends us all. Harrison also isn't afraid to tell you what he thinks and why he thinks it. He is unashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." What a power. And this man has just been shot. Keep going. In his leadership, he has already verbally told and physically lived out his life's purpose to his family, his in-laws, and in this post, I am as well, speaking on Harrison's behalf, that Harrison all wants us to be praying for the gentleman, for our nation, and for our world to better know God's grace that is greater than all our sins. She puts at the end, how cool would it be if a local news station picked this up and this went viral? Well, guess what? It did go viral. Mike Huckabee, which is former Governor Mike Huckabee, Arkansas, also a minister, picked it up and did one of his segments, I believe, on Fox News or TBN or something like that. I couldn't tell you exactly where it came from, but there's going to be a link today on Otagable Baptist Church's Facebook page. I sent it to several people last night because I was taken away with it when I heard it. And Mike Huckabee, I'm going to give him credit for this. What he said was, we don't have a political problem. We don't have an economical problem. We don't have a racial problem. We have a spiritual problem as a nation. We need to turn back towards Christ. You mean to tell me, and I'm going to start walking, I'm going to stay spot. You mean to tell me when Harrison's friend did that, if y'all looked at that story and you could look into it, the man who stopped and helped him, there was two men, a black man and a white man, both stopped and helped him. Do you realize that the white man that had helped him had a tourniquet that was given to him 3 days prior? He says, I've never had one in my life. And a buddy said, hey, you ought to keep this in your truck just in case because you never know. You tell me God wasn't working? You tell me God wasn't working? They use that tourniquet to save his life. And the first thing he does when he gets over there to the hospital, he prays for them. Man, what an example. Man, what a peace we're looking at. A peace that passes understanding. A peace that stands to guard your hearts and thoughts when we need it the most. We know that we're in a trying time right now. We need to turn back towards Christ. I've had on that sign 2 Chronicles 7:14 for the past 2 weeks because it says, if those people who are called by my name will humble themselves and they'll turn to me, I will hear them. It's time that we turn. It's time that we turn. I don't mean to get fired up, but I can't help it. Because it gets in me. It gets in me. It's like something that's got to get out. It just lights me up when I think about it. I can't sleep at night. I'll toss and turn. And besides, Tanya snores too. But, you know, anyway, I'm working. Always working past that. God gives us a calmness and a rest in Him that we all need. Look at what it says right here, Philippians 4:8-9. He says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Man, doesn't that give the most profound, when we look at those statements and what Paul wrote, how we can put them in They followed us today. This made the final cut of the Bible, the final stages. All the years they were preparing it, getting it ready. Here we hold this today in our hands. It's in the final draft. This made the cut. Take it. Apply it to your lives. Take it. Seek out the peace that Christ gives each and every one of us. Seek it out. Find it. Ask Him for it. If you sit here today and you tell me that you're not sure, and trust me, I cannot wait till we're able to come back. I'm pleased with how many people are in here this morning. I truly am. But I'll be glad when we can fill the walls again, that we can be together, just as worshiping Christ together. Maybe you're watching the video for the first time today. Maybe you're watching for the first time today, or maybe you're listening on our internet, whatever the case may be. And our invitation today, I want you to do me one thing. If there is any doubt in your mind, or maybe your life is filled with trouble today, maybe you haven't experienced that peace bigger. Maybe you haven't experienced that peace with Christ. I need you to say a prayer with me today. Everybody bow your heads, please. I pray, God, that you will be with each and every person in this room. I pray, God, that the peace, Lord, that only you give, Lord, will comfort and protect and guard each and every person in here. Lord, I pray if there's somebody troubled today, Lord, that they turn to you, Father God. I pray, Lord, that if there is somebody who just needs a word of encouragement, Father, lay one of your soldiers in front of them, Lord. Lead them. Let them give them the words of encouragement they need, whatever they may need, so that they turn to you, Father. Lord, we know you give us a peace that passes understanding, Father God. We know you give us a peace that stands to guard our hearts and our thoughts, Lord. And Lord, we do. We all have calmness and rest in your name. Lord, we need that today as a nation, Father. We need that today as your people, Father. As we, as in one heart, one mind, as we look towards you, Lord, for our strength, for our wisdom, for that peace. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And I just pray, God, that you will be with us as your church, Lord, as we go forward. Forgive us when we fail you, Father God. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and help us to turn our nation towards you. Lord, these things I ask in your name. Amen. The second man in the Harrison thing, I told you there was two men. The white man had the tourniquet. The other man stayed with him. Yeah, stayed with him the entire time. He was a black man that actually quoted scripture over Harrison and stayed with him all the way to the hospital. Held him, yeah. Covered in his blood. Beautiful. God-ordained story is what it was. I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. My number is always on the website that you could call us. If you need prayer, if you need talk, whatever we can do for you. Hopefully the deacons will meet together, so hopefully we'll be putting out emails this week. The deacons will be calling the families, letting them know the updates. But so thankful that you were here with us this morning. And think about those three things. Think about the peace that God gives each and every one of us. And maybe you need it in your lives today. We thank you for joining us. Appreciate you watching as always. And look forward to seeing you again soon. Thank you and God bless. Clear.